You mentioned the trial with docetaxel. Can you go through that a little bit more in terms of how it was designed and what exactly was seen?
The trial had a run-in phase where 100 and 300 milligrams of vandetanib were combined with docetaxel, and the run-in phase showed that the agent was safe. And then it proceeded to a randomized phase two design of giving docetaxel alone, docetaxel plus 100 milligrams of vandetanib a day, and docetaxel plus 300. And as I mentioned to you before, the 100 milligram a day dose was picked because it would thought to have most of its effect on vascular endothelial growth factor receptor 2, whereas if you went to a higher dose, you reached levels where both would likely be blocked. And the patients, as I mentioned before, was a randomized phase two. The primary endpoint on that was progression-free survival. And the trial met its endpoint in the 100 milligram arm of achieving a hazard ratio between 0.6 and 0.7. Higher dose was intermediate. It was approximately 0.8. And the survival was similar between the docetaxel and the lower dose arm. And the patients who got the higher dose arm did a bit worse within the confines of a randomized phase two study. And that publication will be coming out in the Journal of Clinical Oncology sometime in the next several months.